Jim Cravey. I'm executive director of the Alabama Peanut Producers Association.
Well, and you are at the moment taking care of Randy Griggs' job, right?
That's correct. Randy retired, and I retired earlier, and they asked me to come back and help out. And I've had the time of my life working with these folks.
And what did you do prior to this?
I was director of the Alabama Farmers Federation Commodity Division. So we had about 16 different divisions. Peanuts was one. And so actually I supervised this position at one time.
Okay, well, and now we're here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, 16th annual event. And this is just such a great event, especially to have these four states all working together. How do you feel about this year's event?
This will be the largest event we've ever had. We have the most people registered. But the significant thing, this event started 16 years ago, and it's caused people to have to work together. When you sit down in the South and you put your feet under the same table and you eat, you begin to find ways to say yes rather than no. You work on common problems. And it's been such a fun time. And we've got great sponsors here. The people have picked up the tab and the producers come. And so I think the number this year is a yes vote for the success of this conference.
Well, speaking of a yes vote, you just had your referendum, right?
Oh, we did. The first time ever we had a unanimous vote on anything. Now, that's right. First time ever I've known of a referendum. Now, we don't have everybody vote, which means generally everyone's pleased. Now, we've got problems and issues, and we're going to deal with those one-on-one and time again. But we're in the business of promoting peanuts and working with the universities on research and new varieties, and that's what we're about. So
And that's some of the things. I mean, obviously, your producers are very pleased with what their dollars have been spent on.
Well, we hope so. And if they have issues, all they've got to do is pick up the phone, and we'll either solve the problem or try to explain why we do it the way we do.
Now, do you think last year at this time, we were looking at a farm bill that hadn't been passed yet. Now we have a farm bill. And how do your producers feel about how they came out in the farm bill?
Well, peanut producers, we think, came out very well. We had excellent participation across the farm side of it. Our Alabama delegation, a Georgia delegation, a Mississippi and Florida worked with us on those things. And we've got a great bill for peanuts and agriculture in the Southeast, well, in the entire nation, really.
Well, and do you think there's any other issues right now that are facing peanut growers that they need to be concerned about?
Well, the main thing we're concerned about, two things. We're always the weather. But we need to do a better job of exporting. We're not able to get the peanuts into China. We've got some tariff restrictions there. We need to ask our government to step in and help us and drop those barriers so that we can ship peanuts into China.
Now, that's important. Well, how has your crop looked this year?
Well, we think we've got a good crop. We think maybe the government may be a little high on estimates of acreage. And when the real figures begin to come in, maybe that'll drive the prices up a little bit on the farmer side.
Well, good. Jim, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we're just excited. Thank you for this opportunity. We're excited to have you here and be here, and a great week.
Well, it's great to talk to you, and we love this conference here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City Beach. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.